Welcome to the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. Welcome to ITSP Magazine. You're listening to a new Candid CyberSec podcast with Vandana Verma. Get ready to be candid as Vandana takes us on a unique journey into the world of cybersecurity, a world with many facets that touch people, process, and technology. Knowledge is power, now more than ever.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us with yet another Candid CyberSec podcast with Vandana Verma. And today we have a very, very special guest with us. And I am like every time I get to know more about this person, I get more inspired. So he's none other than Bryson. And I would say that whatever I speak about him, it's less. So I would let him speak more about himself. So Bryson, why don't you introduce yourself and tell people what you do and what are the things at a daily life that you are helping people around?
First of all, Vandana, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's an honor. And I don't think that you're doing less. I think you probably could explain it better than I could. So I was an Army veteran. I was an officer in the U.S. Army. I got hurt during the war and it took me quite a while. So in terms of that inspiration, I think I want to share that we all face significant challenges and growth in overcoming those is part of what makes us who we are. And for me, that moment was very trying to, I was very much lost. And it took me a couple of years to get everything together, both personally and also professionally. And so it's okay to wander in the woods sometimes. You'll come out all right if you continue to put one foot in front of the other and depend on friends and network. I started my own consultancy a little more than 8 years ago called Grim. Started by myself, one person. I remember the very first day I sat there and going, all right, now what? We've begun. What have I begun? And Grim is now about 60 to 70 folks all over the place. So it's been very successful. And more importantly, as I appreciate that we've achieved that with building a great team and a great culture and a commitment to giving back to the community. 5 years ago, we had a large client come to us with a request to do a custom development. And I realized that they had effectively defined a market need. And the amount of work it takes for an organization to come to a third party and say, hey, we want to have you do months of development because there's nothing on the market that can do this is a lot of homework. So I knew at that point that I wanted to follow that idea. I saw it being bigger than what the original request was, and that's what Scythe became. So we worked that inside Grim for a couple of years with the client, and I started to learn what it meant to become a commercial software product. We spun it out at the end of 2018, and that's now my full-time job. So Scythe is an adversary emulation platform. I also co-founded a nonprofit called the ICS Village with Tom Van Norman. So I guess that's what I do in my free time is I work with industrial control systems. So particularly like the big incident that just happened here a week ago in the United States with the water plant breach in Florida. We have actually been demonstrating that exact same kind of breach for several years in the village.
That's really insightful. Thank you so much. And especially the Army touch and then making who you are today, like with all the things that you've learned. Now, it's really interesting to know that you are contributing back to the society. So can you tell us a little bit more about the ICS Village and where exactly you host this village? How do actually people get connected with you or the ICS Village? What it does, what it is? How did you think that, yes, ICS Village is so important that people should know about it?
Sure. So, of course, we have a website like everybody else does, icsvillage.com. You can follow us for all the events we do, particularly in the current situation. Everything we do is online. We have our own annual conference we call Hack the Capitol. I'm based near Washington, D.C., and it occurred to me one year that to really make a difference, we should work on providing education and, of course, connecting the expert community to policymakers, members of Congress and staffers that are right here. So the next one is on May 4th, and that'll be free and open to everybody. One of the other things that we've been committed to this year is we've been really trying to build out the website to have a lot more content. So traditionally, most of our content has been physical because we have to build large machinery and really contribute to that hands-on aspect. And we've turned that all virtual. And so we're trying to bring even more of that virtual online experience being available through the website 24/7 with materials to help folks.
Yeah, that's really, really interesting. Like, how you are actually showcasing that online, which is like the need of the hour. And you mentioned that the hack on the water plant, which just happened. So now on the website, I'm sure you need a lot of hands where people can actually help you out, maybe remotely because we can't travel. So how actually people can reach out to you, or there's something that strikes me. Are you a part of like any of the conferences where you host ICS Village as well?
Yeah, so I'd say the two big conferences are the RSA conference and DEF CON. We have been at DEF CON and RSA for, 7-8 years. Just in January, RSA did a virtual summit around industrial control systems. So we did that. That was just a few weeks ago. We also, like I said, there's lots of other events. So some of the B-sides will have us be a part of that. So we're always open to, if there are conferences that are interested, particularly since we're virtual. Before, it would be expensive for us to move everything there, and we would have to pick our conferences carefully. So we're open to, if there are any conferences out there that, if we can make it work in our schedule, we're happy to come and support.
Great. And I would say that when you are supporting, people should also support you, because it's a nonprofit organization and you need a lot of resources, a lot of other things that are needed to build a whole ICS system. So like, if somebody needs to donate something, an instrument or anything, where exactly can they do that?
Sure. So we have companies that sponsor us, and some of them sponsor us with equipment or software, some of them with money. For individuals, we'll do different kinds of like T-shirt sales. So we'll run those occasionally to raise smaller amounts of money. I believe the email address off the website for contacting us for volunteering is info@icsvillage.com. And we do like having volunteers. We're looking for folks to help with website development, creating content. We have call for presentations all the time because we try to bring different voices and different speakers to talk about different aspects. One of the things that I'm very interested about the Hack the Capitol conference is, this upcoming one, is we're going to have two different panels representing different parts of the world to talk about how industrial control systems are done there. Because it's particularly, I'm sure that a lot of people feel this way, that Americans have a very US-centric perspective. And that's not only not the only way or the right way, that understanding all of these different perspectives in things even like industrial control systems is valuable. So that's something I'm looking forward to at our next big conference.
Wow, that's interesting. So do we have still call for papers open, or people can go ahead and register for it?
Yeah, I don't know if registration is open, but I do know that the call for papers is open. I believe it runs through mid-April, so you've got 2 months. I mean, don't wait to the last minute, right? We all know that. Everybody waits to the last minute. I wait to the last minute whenever I submit. You got 2 months. Don't wait to the last minute. Your chances go up if you submit earlier.
Mm-hmm. That's really good to know. Now, is there anything that you want to share with me which keeps you going in cybersecurity? Because this is a very niche area. Anything that keeps you going?
Yeah, you wanted a candid conversation. I'm going to talk about some of the good and some of the bad. So I have given a lot to the community, both in terms of money and time. And to be frank, people are always kind of like, well, how do you do all of this? And I'll tell you, my secret is it's not me. The secret is all of the folks who contribute and volunteer and support all of these things. I mean, the ICS Village is the combined support of dozens of folks over the years. It's not just me and it's not just Tom. I mean, certainly we do a lot of it because we're the ones who have to keep it going, but that's the first part. The bad part about all of this is, so in terms of where I want to go, I want to keep doing that, but I'll admit, Vandy, it gets tiring. Our community does not always respond the most positively in a lot of ways, right? We have issues in the community. I think there are people who would even argue we don't have a community. We have a set of tribes all with their own perspectives and motives, and not all of it is positive. And that takes a toll. So personally, I want to continue to do this as long as I can, but at the same time, there are days that it's difficult to put that foot in front of the other, like you're just stuck in the forest.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think we need more volunteers, we need more hands, we need more motivating people who can actually keep these non-for-profit things going, which can actually help not just US, but every part of the world. The way you said that ICS, or when you talk about the ICS Village, it's not contributing to one continent, but across the globe. And that's when you're trying to reach with different conferences, with different people. And that's how volunteers can help you. Yeah, I totally agree with you on that.
Well, we're also looking for that next generation of leadership. Right. I mean, folks like you and me have gotten this to this point, and who's going to pick up the torch and continue to light the path forward?
Oh, that's really great. I am sure there'll be a lot of people who are going to reach out to you and contribute and maybe want to be a leader at that. Now, anything that you want to leave people with in their mind, that when they feel like contributing to any nonprofit, what they should have in mind, and what's one thing that they should be striving towards?
So we get a lot of people who say they want to volunteer, particularly at DEF CON. People come up and they're so amazed at the village and they have so much fun. And they're like, oh, I want to be a part of this. And then we never hear from them again. Or we get the volunteer who shows up once and disappears. I would say the turnover on volunteers is almost all of them. If you're going to do this, I would say commit to doing it, right? It's hard on the organizers to try to work with folks that, because I mean, we have to put trust that these people are going to do something. Otherwise, we can't depend on a result. So if you're going to do it, stick with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say that everyone who's listening to it, make sure when you volunteer for any conference or any non-for-profit organization, you spend time, you contribute to it. Because saying a yes is easy, but following that could be difficult. So keep that in mind. There are a lot of people, there are a lot of things that are involved in it. And non-for-profits are set up for good, for your benefit. So if you volunteer, please stay with your promise. And I would say thank you so much, Bryson, for sharing all the good details and all the things that you're working on. There's always a new journey that begins. When we feel that there's a stagnancy, or there might be something new that might be coming up. So there's always a new journey that begins. And there are new people who might help you out, or sometimes it just clicks. You never know.
Well, that's why, I appreciate all the folks that talk to me and share this with me. How I've been trying to figure out that journey is talking to those folks who work in the SOC, talking to CISOs and saying, well, you know, this is where we are. What would make sense for you? Does this make sense? How would you want something that looks like that? And everybody that is so kind to give their time and their insight is what makes something like that succeed.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Great. I think we had an amazing conversation, and I look forward to many more such wonderful conversations in the future. Thank you so much, Bryson, for joining me today. It was amazing.
Thank you, Vandana.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Candid CyberSec Podcast with Vandana Verma. If you learned something new, and this podcast made you think, then share ITSPmagazine.com with your friends, family, and colleagues. If you represent a company and wish to associate your brand with our conversations, sponsor one or more of our podcast channels. We hope you will come back for more stories and follow us on our journey. You can always find us at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society.